Is dental insurance a scam? Let's just get down to the nitty-gritty. If you have dental insurance, have you ever really thought about why you pay a monthly fee for dental care? Maybe you think you need insurance because dental services are too expensive. And maybe you've never even considered the possibility of not having a dental policy. You might be surprised to learn that dental insurance really isn't all that it's cracked up to be. I'm going to give you some reasons why you may want to consider not getting dental insurance and maybe going with something like a dental discount plan like we offer at Lake Point Dental. According to newmouth.com, I believe is the website, the average dental cleaning cost without dental insurance is $119 for an adult and about $94 for a child. The average price of dental insurance, on the other hand, is about $30 or so a month, which is about $360 a year per person. So most dental plans have a maximum annual benefit or coverage limit. It's usually between $1,000 and $2,000. $1,500 is pretty normal. $2,000 is more of like an anomaly. You don't see it very often. So you will use your dental insurance for two cleanings in a typical year. So while you paid about $360 for your insurance that year, you're only going to end up using it for, let's say, $238 worth of treatments, about two cleanings for an adult. And that number is even less if you're paying out-of-pocket insurance for a child. Of course, you will occasionally have more considerable expenses, but almost every year, you will end up losing at least $122 or so simply because you chose to purchase dental insurance. With dental insurance, you pay your yearly premium for a maximum dollar amount of coverage. Often, you have a deductible to pay about $50, so it's not a lot, but often you have a deductible to pay before the coverage even kicks in. So once you've met that deductible, your insurance will pay a percentage of your dental cost, and you are responsible for the remainder, which is called the coinsurance. Beyond that, you will pay 100% of your expenses out of pocket. And the two annual cleanings that are often included in a plan that they often market as two free cleanings a year, those actually count toward that maximum allowance they give you, that $1,000 or that $1,500. So essentially, you are prepaying for your cleanings, but you're paying the dental insurance company. So why not just get a dental discount plan and just save money? The most significant expenses, we're talking about like crowns and bridge work, anything cosmetic. Well, cosmetic usually isn't covered at all, but crowns and bridges, root canals, things like that, those are minimally covered by dental insurance. So maybe you've come to terms with paying more than you're receiving when it comes to dental insurance because the reason you signed up wasn't to cover the routine cleanings, but to prepare for the dental emergencies that you never get to plan for. Unfortunately, these are problematic, out-of-the-blue problems that actually cost much more. Dental crowns, root canals, wisdom teeth surgery, and dentures, these all fall into this category. And since your primary health coverage protects you from the big scary health emergencies, it's understandable that you'd expect your dental insurance to help with these big emergencies as well. The problem is, it usually doesn't cover these unexpected emergencies, or rather, it doesn't cover them very well. For more considerable expenses, dental insurance covers only a portion of the cost, and you are responsible for the remaining, called the coinsurance. For example, the average price of a dental crown in the United States is about $1,300. Thus, if you need extensive treatment, you will likely exhaust your dental coverage quickly and end up paying out of pocket for most of your care. Because if a crown is $1,200 and the insurance is going to have you pay your deductible before they consider any charges, so they're going to cover about 50% of that crown. Let's say they're going to cover about $600 of that crown after you pay your $50 deductible. You still have to pay the other $600, and you might be thinking, well, goodness, at least they're going to pay the other half. But how long have you been paying on this dental insurance every month or every year for them to just be giving you $600 back? The cost-benefit ratio really doesn't make a lot of sense if you think about it. It's going to exhaust that dental maximum that you have. Remember, they're only considering $1,000 or $1,500 a year. And of course, that's not on top of paying premiums and coinsurance that you have to pay for the policy. So essentially what you're doing is you are just prepaying for any dental emergencies that you may or may not have, and you're prepaying these to the dental insurance company, when in fact you could just go pick up a dental discount plan should any emergencies arise and still get a discounted amount, and you could have been saving that money every month instead of paying your dental insurance premiums.